podcast.
Well, Eric, this is I'm live from a cabin right now.
Your new place, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
This is hell. It's actually very beautiful just out this window right here. I don't know why the fuck it says wolf on the shelf here. It's freaky. These people are kind of creeping me out. There's a guy shirtless looking at me right now, but that's neither here nor there. There's a very nice view of a lake. For those of you watching, I'm at a cottage. You don't know what a cottage is, right? You call it an Airbnb.
Yeah. All right. Cottage is something that I think that's in like the Berenstain Bears, where it's like a, you know, fictional place that exists only in like the countryside and like Ireland or something like that.
Right. Okay. Well, that's where I am.
Okay.
But yeah.
Charming. Well,
thank you. Yeah. It looks great. Looks great. Yeah. Happy to be here. Today we thought we'd hop on and do something just ourselves. We haven't done this in a while.
No.
I mean, the people have spoken. They want more episodes of just us.
Have they?
No.
Yeah. No one said anything.
No.
Not one comment about that.
No, not at all. But we have some fire guests coming up.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to start announcing some of these new guests. But Eric, what do you want to get into today? Because we've had some struggles.
Yeah, we've had some struggles. I'm going to get into two things. We're going to talk about the Inman Innovator Awards because we got nominated over ASK, which was a huge honor.
Yep.
So we'll run through that real quick. And then we're going to talk about content struggles and what to do when you can't come up with content and you're basically burnt out, which I am 100% in that right now. So we're going to say, you know, how it feels, what we're doing to get out of it, how to scramble out of the mud, basically. But the Inman Innovator thing was epic. We just got that email out of nowhere. I had no idea it was coming.
Lovely email. And we're going to be there live.
Yeah, we're going to be there, which I think will help our chances because not everyone's going to be there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to choose someone that's not there, right?
No,
like,
do you
and like give a speech or something? Who knows?
Now, the thing is, we're in great company in our category.
Yeah, we
great
are.
Great company. We got listed by Ryan Serhant. We have Tom Ferry's podcast. We have Brad McCallum, The Real Word, which is also a BAM production.
Yeah, Byron Lazine and Nicole.
Yeah.
Then what?
Byron Lazine and Nicole.
Well, yeah, I wanted to name the host too. Yeah, and then the other nominees, Building Blocks, True Realty, The Built How podcast, and Coffee with Kevin and Amy.
Yeah.
So we are up against some heavy hitters, but these are the most prestigious real estate awards. You know, these aren't the Home Snap awards that are given to everybody.
Yeah. It's not Property Spark.
Exactly. It's not Property Spark. It's not Top Agent Magazine. These are earned. So we're pumped. You know, this kind of goes against my conspiracy theory. Actually, I mentioned this on the walkthrough. Maybe Inman doesn't actually hate me.
I think they actually love you.
Yeah.
Everyone I speak with at Inman loves you. I think you think everybody hates you.
I do think that. Yeah. I am established with like the second I talk to someone, I'm already under the impression that they hate me. So I always have to crawl myself out of that mental hole. But, you know, this all started just because I was an ambassador 1 year and then the next year I wasn't. And for 7 years, I've you know, held a grudge and thought that something was wrong. And, you know, this is proof that maybe it was all in my head.
I think it was in your head because everyone I've spoke to at Inman absolutely loves you.
Yeah.
They love BAM. They love The Broke Agent. They love Over Ask. They love everything.
Thank God.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. Now, if we win, do we get two trophies? How does this work?
I don't know. I don't even know if there are trophies. Like, do we have to have an acceptance speech? I mean, I think Brad McCallum is the best video person I've ever seen. So I feel like we're going up against the best, right?
Yeah, but it's weird. I was in this category last year by myself for video creation.
Yeah.
And it's just video. That's the one video creator against a bunch of other podcasters. So I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. It's going to be interesting. I hope we win and I hope we get a trophy. And I hope we get two trophies because how are we going to split a trophy? One in LA, one in Toronto.
We'll fly it back and forth like it's the Stanley Cup. We'll each get a day with it and party with it, take it out on a lake or something like that. But what's cool about this is, you know, we've been doing this podcast now a year and a half and we've been consistent with it every week. I think we've missed like 1 week because of whether it was, you know, vacation related or guest related or something like that.
I mean, look at us now. We don't even miss.
We don't miss.
My family's having a great time singing songs by the bonfire. You know, we don't miss
what?
Yeah. I don't miss episodes. Okay.
No. I have a broken foot.
Eric's got a broken foot.
Yeah.
Okay. He broke it door knocking last
I broke
week.
It doing literally nothing. It's crazy. Just out of nowhere, I started walking and I have a Jones fracture.
It's those old, those brittle bones, man.
I know. It's nuts.
I mean,
but the podcasting thing has been, and I've said this before, the best thing for our brands. We've got to meet people. It creates nonstop content, nonstop conversation. It helps us formulate our, you know, the way we speak to people and our thoughts. And
I just sold a $1.3 million house from it.
Because of the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're on the edge about creating a podcast, do it because it gives you content for the entire week. You could make a blog post out of it. You could put it on YouTube, Apple, everything. So totally worth it.
Yeah. And it's content without thinking about creating content. You're just talking about whatever you want to talk about. And that can lead us into this burnout situation, because when you set yourself up with things like this, which we don't utilize this podcast because we have certain content that people expect. So we still need to produce that type of content. But for like just an agent who's doing it to generate business, a podcast is such a great way to just stay in front of people all the time and create content without thinking about creating content. And you don't get burnt out from the pod. I don't get burnt out from the podcast because it's always different. We're not thinking about it. We're just talking. And then we, you know, sometimes we get some incredible clips. I'm not being funny. Like sometimes we get some awesome clips. We're like, holy shit. And they even blow up on Instagram and shit. So like you just talk, which is awesome because like creating content weekly, daily, if you're the Jared Benson minutely, like it gets guys,
it's crazy.
I still can't get over that guy.
I know that guy's making $5,000 a month too. That's a clip that did really well for us too, is Matt's reaction to that. And yeah, I was saying this earlier, but each podcast you get 4 or 5 clips, you get a blog post, you put it on your YouTube channel, you put it on Instagram, you put it on TikTok, you put it on Facebook. So you can mass distribute like 15, 20 pieces of content just from talking for 30 minutes. And then your clients get to hear you talk all the time. So they're more familiar with you. They trust you more if you know what you're talking about, if you sound interesting at all. So
yeah,
super legit.
Like the burnout thing, I've seen a lot of people kind of going through it right now. Taya was just talking about it.
Yeah.
I know you're going through it. I have a ton of ideas that I'm trying to execute right now, but with the house and this same thing too, like people get like, I just got into my new house. Like I'm trying to get all that shit done. It's like, you have to find the time. That's why I always go back to that, like the Glenda Baker style, even the Taya DiCarlo style, where they're just like bulk recording and like bulk creating content.
Yeah.
I think really is the way to go. And stop being so precious about it.
Yeah.
Because I was being so precious about, you know, putting out one video and had to be the best video. But now I'm finding like some of my best performing videos are literally just me with an idea that I just thought of sitting in my car talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Those car rant videos are going to crush and do. It's, yeah, I'm just like in a phase right now where I'm not coming up with new ideas. I feel like, you know, it's just, and I've said this to you before, it's like, cause I'm, you know, either I'm not in the field or I'm just been circulating the same captions, or I'm just like, my brain feels like it's not firing right now. And every day I wake up, I'm like, what the hell am I going to post today? So I'm dipping into old content, which we said on the last podcast certainly works, but it's not as fulfilling because it's just like, I'm just ripping an old video, throwing a different caption on it. And I'm just not like, you feel really good sometimes when you're creating content. You like know it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm in the phase right now where I'm like, I know this probably isn't funny and I need to just like release it. And then it just kind of like hits you down. Like I just posted that stupid reel about me shitting my brains out in an open house. Like what the hell was that? That was ridiculous.
That was pretty funny. I thought, Cause it's all about the camera motion. Like when he did the zoom in, I thought that
was funny. I mean, I thought that part was funny too, but then like I shut it down. She's just like, what the hell was that? Like, and someone commented, was just like, the story isn't real or funny. I was like, I know.
People need to chill with that shit, man. Like the fucking, the text messages, people get so mad. This isn't real. Imagine just thinking a text all day and sending them out. Like, you try and think of a funny text.
Yeah.
It's harder than actually having a funny text.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand what goes into that. And they're not all fake. Sometimes you can tell when they're fake.
But yeah, they're based off of reality. It's not like we're just pulling it out of our ass.
Yeah. Like, guys, like, we're just trying to entertain. Yeah, it's like, exactly. you can't do anything right. Okay.
No.
It's crazy. It's crazy. These people like jump down your throat for anything. The littlest thing too. But I try and capitalize on those things now. And I've said this before, like mispronouncing words and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause people jump on you and it just, the algorithm goes crazy.
Yeah. It generates comments. Anytime you misspell something or make a mistake or something like that, people call you out on it, which is good.
They just want you to be perfect all the time. Yeah.
But that's also why, like, this podcast is good. The blog posts for BAM are good. Creating content for Broke Agent Media. Like, to me now, that's more fulfilling than just doing these kind of cheap laughs on the Broke Agent. The Broke Agent drives the content for everything else. But I like putting more time into, like, a blog post, a podcast, the walkthrough, this, than actually just spitting out, you know, a 10-second clip of, Denzel and his car, you know, doing a handle pull, which I just posted, which is crushing.
Yeah. I think that's part of it though. I don't think you're as burnt out as you think you are. I think your mind's elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I think you're still being very creative, but in different outlets that you've never been able to be creative in.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing this for 7 years.
Right.
Just like pounding the pavement, like doing this over and over and over again. And now finally, like, you have the podcast, you have blog posts you can do, you have like all the other shows. It's just like, and then you're on top of all that, overseeing every other BAM show. So it's like, you know, like you're constantly on.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, it is insane. But maybe that's what the burnout is the burnout from all of that. And that's why I can't be like clever with the Broke Agent right now. But I think that's fine. Like this has to evolve at some point anyway. Like I'm not going to be 40 years old still posting clear to close memes, you know, like there's, if I am, you know,
well, look at Dave
fly out here and shoot me in the face.
Barstool definitely like brought it to the next level.
Yeah. But they have like interns and stuff running their account. Like they can basically just mass produce anything. Like their Instagram account is just, you know, wipeouts and, you know, hot girls and just it's clips about anything.
It's genius.
It's never even sports clips.
I know. They've branched out so well. He's a genius. I don't understand how people don't like him. I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta respect what he does. Like, he's a genius.
Yeah, he is.
Then the Nelk boys are like, they're idiots, actually, but they're geniuses as well. Like, I don't know.
They just get incredible guests, and then they sit there with Bob Menery, and he just does zero research on the guests.
He made me not like him. I loved Bob Menery. Like, I love his content that he doesn't even do anymore.
Yeah.
But like, and that's another thing that we can't do. Like, because there's other stuff, like you're doing all this other stuff that you're really liking right now, but you need, which Bob forgot. You need to remember what like got you to the dance.
Yeah. Your bread and butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, I think people are so hesitant to talk about the burnout too. They don't want to admit it, or they don't want to just like power through it. And I think sometimes powering through it is almost worse.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to like chill, take 2 weeks. I know we always say like, oh, you got to post. But like, if you're not feeling it, just chill out. Like I'm kind of doing that right now. I've my last video was like 2 weeks ago. Like I said, I closed on my house last week. This week I'm like at the cottage and doing stuff at the house. I'm driving back and forth every day from the house and the cottage. Like I'm just doing a lot. I'm probably going to post a pretty funny shit thing tomorrow though, but that's neither here nor there. I think you just need to like chill sometimes. I think that's the best way to get out of the burnout.
Yeah. Yeah. You could chill. Otherwise, like you have to look for inspiration, and then you're not going to do that just like sitting there trying to come up with an idea. So, I mean, what I always do and always have done for inspiration is just scroll on Instagram and TikTok and kind of lock in some ideas, look at some audios, you know, some template styles and stuff like that. Yeah. See if I could replicate that, but that reposting old content. And I mean, those are, it's pretty much all you could do. And
that's just, all you can do.
Like,
yeah.
Like you said, like, you know, pull from your experience, your actual real estate experience. So anything that you're doing in the field, sounds like I'm crying right now. There's something, there's something in my throat, but yeah.
Yeah. There's, and sometimes like when you're feeling this way, it's the best thing to do is like kind of try something new. Try something that you've been kind of wanting to try, but been hesitant on, like, why not? That's what I, my biggest like aha when my Instagram got temporarily suspended. I told you, I was like, I'm not going to be as like precious about this shit anymore. Like I'm just going to fucking throw shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
So, and it's
I want to do a new series. So you know how everyone's doing these bulk records, like Glenda and Taya and Byron and Shannon Gillette, and like everyone has like this very similar style, like high def camera, the captions popping up, they're sitting in a chair, they're telling a story, and they have like a fat hook.
Yeah.
I want to do those where it's like the same setup for me, but I'm just telling ridiculous, like fake stories, like that one I just did.
Yeah.
So it like appears like I'm bulk recording and I'm trying to be serious, but it's all like satirical.
Yeah.
And nothing of value comes out of it. It's literally just like a funny, ridiculous story or something like that. I think funny. That'd be a good series.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been testing out some that style video as well. I told you I did it like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I bulk recorded like we got 21 videos out of it.
Oh, nice. That's huge. And
I don't know. I haven't watched them yet. So I don't know if any of them are good, but like, I don't know. I remember I talked about the Kardashians for like 10 minutes. So we'll see what happens, but that'd be funny. Like a satire
bulk record. I don't know. It might be too, not high level. Obviously it's not like a, you know, comedic brilliance by any means, but it was just a play on that style basically, because now everybody's doing that. I mean, Katie Day does it. Jason Cassidy's doing them, and it works. Like that's the style that is clearly hitting the algorithm, right?
Yeah.
Like it's got the captions, it's got the hook, it's got the trending audio on it and everything. But it'd be funny to just make fun of that basically.
What the fuck's going on with your voice? Why is it so deep today?
I don't know. I have vocal fry and brain fry. It is deep, isn't it?
Broken foot, yeah. It's like so deep.
And a broken foot.
You broke your foot and you went like 7 octaves down.
It sounds like I just torched like 15 cigarettes. I'm getting manlier by the second.
Yeah, but yeah, I know it's weird. You see that style everywhere now. And when I think of that style, I think of Taya and Glenda. Mm-hmm. That's like the two originators to me. Like,
yeah.
And now everyone's jumped on it in their own kind of way. Like Glenda has kind of stepped away from, I won't say value, but kind of value. And she's telling more like life stories, which are still valuable, of course, but like more fun, like life stories. Byron's like all statistics and value.
Yeah. He's giving you hacks. Byron's giving you hacks on like how to get your car parked closer at the valet and stuff. Like it's some of it's not even real estate based. It's crazy. Like Dan will send me one and be like, what is this? And it's just him talking about, yeah, how to tip your, you know, valet waiter the correct way or something like that. It's,
yeah,
it's all just like tactical, like life hacks, but he's strong with the hook. And then he ends it with the same hook and then like ask a question after that. Like he's locked in with it.
And he has an interesting voice.
Yeah, like,
there's got to be something about it that grabs you even more than the hook, because there's some other people that are doing it and it's not hitting.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a little too like dry or forced. Although I always go back to Neil Dingra.
Yeah.
Who is super dry and he just crushes it. Nothing about it. Maybe it's his soothing voice. Maybe that's what grabs people in, but it's so dry and he has really good hooks.
Yeah, he's got great hooks, and then he puts like photos and videos while he's talking, so your eye never gets bored with what you're seeing.
He's such a good example of what to do, because like
he is
like he just crushes it, and like there's, I can't, like I'm saying now, like there's nothing I can really put my finger on that's like, why am I so engaged with his shit?
there's a little camera flurry that he does too.
Yeah.
So when he says the hook, it like jiggles a little bit. So it kind of like starts off the video with that. And then he always has like the perfect background music to it.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, yeah, this exactly.
Well, it's like how Gary V had, he has like that audio sound at the beginning of every video that it sounds like the clock.
Yeah.
That like knows, you know, it's like ingratiated in your head that you're going to be watching a Gary V video.
Yeah. So I love Gary, but some of the stuff he does is, it's funny.
Someone comment, I was reading our podcast reviews and someone said, love it. This guy gave us 4 stars and he's like, love it. But you guys talk about like other podcasters too much. And we never do. Like
we never do. Now
we were giving love to like Gary V and the Nelk boys
and Joe Rogan.
I don't even think we've even talked about him at all.
Yeah. He only gave us 4 stars.
Yeah. By the way, if you're listening to this, give us 5 stars.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
You know, subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts to hear more.
Smash that subscribe
to hear us
button.
Cry about not being able to create content.
Yeah. Well, no, I saw that comment, or maybe it was another comment who said, we talk about Gary Vee too much. We don't really talk about him at all.
Yeah. We've maybe mentioned him. Couple episodes.
I think he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. People, that's back to what I'm saying. Jumping down your throats for everything.
You know, you can't
say one nice thing about someone and, you know, it goes to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. It's the number one podcast in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. We're nominated for an Inman Award here.
Yeah. It's the Innovator Award.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And soon a BAMI.
Soon the BAMIs, we're going to do the BAMIs, but we're going to do awards. We'll have maybe you hosting or something. And then we'll do, you know, funniest video, worst video.
But I can't win.
I don't know. I don't even know the other. Can yeah, I you win? Can't win your own award.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, right now the video of the year is definitely the All the Small Things parody video.
All the Small Things?
Yeah.
But what about all the years before the BAMIs?
I think it's got to be based in 2022.
All right.
Yeah. And then we were talking to him and Bob Tompkins about forming like a BAM band or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good idea. I think
this was part of Eric's dumbest burnout.
Idea ever. Yeah, this was, I think that was the final straw, actually.
The peak of Eric's burnout. He's like, hey, man, I'm thinking, he texts me or on the phone. He goes, yeah, I'm thinking like we can start a band. Eric doesn't even fucking play an instrument.
I don't play it. I can play the recorder. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And he goes, you know, we could tour around. I'm like,
I didn't say we could tour around.
I'm not touring around as that'd a real estate band.
That'd be the cringiest thing known to mankind. I can't believe I even thought that was okay.
No, imagine. Hello, Inman.
I know. The only thing that I thought would be good about that is 2 videos per year, 2 viral parody videos a year with like a bunch of the, you know, creators and musicians, you know, spoofing a song that's popular that year, twice a year.
Yeah.
Never live performed ever. That's a terrible idea. But just one YouTube video that has like 5 or 6 of us in it or something like that.
I think that would be good. And you get some like real big guests, like get Sirhan to do a rap or some shit, you know, like it'd be funny if we just get some big guests and like, and then it just instantly goes viral because a bunch of big creators are sharing it.
Yes.
Because they're in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It is a good idea. It is a good idea.
That's how deep we're reaching for stuff. I was like, there's got to be something new here. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you were scaring me. Yeah. Some of the things you're saying on the phone. I was thinking,
you know that new Doja Cat song? We should do a parody on that immediately.
I thought there's gonna be a BAM tour bus in front of my house. It's insane.
No, we gotta take it slow. We got enough going on.
I got off the phone and I was just like disgusted.
But, you said it was a good idea when I talked to you. So
no, if you just remember,
you're just messing with me.
If you remember, I said it was a terrible idea.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
And then you were like, no, you can do this and this. And I said, dude, I'm not fucking going on tour. I'm not playing live shows.
Dude, it's like I was hypnotized or something. Because I called Byron about it too. I was like, dude, we should hire the robed realtor to perform at the first BAM party.
if shit makes it
to all the small things video again.
If ideas make it to Byron, you know it's like it's a real idea.
Yeah, I think he hung up on me immediately, or just didn't even respond.
And then like we started a group chat with Bob and Robe Realtor, and Robe Realtor goes, I must confess, I can't actually play an instrument.
Yeah.
So it would have just been just an awful idea. But
yeah, this is one of those ideas that needs to be killed immediately. That I've, would take up way too much time and cost too much money for people to hate us.
Remember, we always talked about the real estate comedy and how cringy that is when people go up and actually like
do a routine,
do a comedy act.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to do, like I try and make my presentation or my keynote like funny.
Right.
But like, I'm still trying to bring value. It's not like, so what's the deal with lampshades?
Right.
You know, like I'm doing that. I saw a real estate comedian. I was so upset. It's the worst thing. And like that, this band would have been going down that same road.
That would be the end of any cool factor we ever had. Oh, we'd be doing something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
maybe we saw the same real estate comedian, because I saw some guy at a conference in Portland in like 2017. And it was the same thing. It was like a 10, 15 minute set just about like real estate jokes.
Yeah.
Like, don't you hate it when, you know, the buyer brings his family to the entire showing?
Yeah.
Just like, the Jesus guy was Christ. Just.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the guy from Lighter Side of Real Estate. He was just reading your memes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was, I probably was the same thing I'm thinking of. It was not good. I mean, I don't know how, he probably got paid like $20,000 for that too. It's insane.
No chance.
You don't think?
No. You think like a Norm Macdonald or something even gets 20, like when they go up to like the Laugh Factory or something, they only get like $30, $50. Because they're like trying out their material.
Yeah.
But I guess this guy was like a hire. So maybe he got a couple grand.
Yeah. At the Laugh Factory, they're going there because they want to go there and hone their craft. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. That's terrible. But don't worry, folks. We're not doing that. We might do like a collab yearly video. Who knows? I think that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
If you guys have any ideas, new fresh content ideas, let us know in the comments. We're looking for something.
Just send Eric all your memes.
Send me all. No more memes. I need something else. I need some sort of. I'm not done with memes. I need some sort of video ideas.
You have one about you shitting your brains out.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I could replicate it.
It's funny,
unfortunately,
because so many of your videos talk about shitting.
I know. Well, it is a big part of my life. I do have IBS or something like that. So
it's funny because it's undiagnosed, but you definitely have something.
100%. I mean, I'm either going to or from the bathroom. If you ever see me at a real estate conference and you see me get out of my chair every 5 minutes, you know exactly what's going on. All right. I think that's a good place to conclude this. I hope they got something out of this.
Yeah, right? I hope so too. Folks.
Content struggles.
Here's the thing. I'm at the cottage. My camera's not working. Eric's in his dungeon.
Yeah.
His camera is working, but looks like it's not working.
Yeah. Well, I got a broken limb.
He's got a broken foot. I mean, our producer's on vacation. We don't know if he's ever coming back. So we're doing this. We're doing it strictly for you. Okay.
Yeah.
This is all for you. We don't even. You know, our producer takes care of this. We don't even know what we're doing. I don't even know if we recorded this.
Hopefully not, actually.
Yeah, we'll see. If it's out on Monday, we recorded it. So if you've gone this far, please congratulate us for recording it so we know you watched the entire episode.
Also, if you want to hire us for any Zoom speaking gigs, this is a new thing that we're doing. I'm doing one tomorrow at the California Association of Realtors.
Yeah.
30 minutes to an hour of just like Instagram talk, social media, branding, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could hire both myself and Matt, and we will talk to your brokerage, your team, whatever. Yeah. A little private consulting. We'll do a little stand-up routine.
We'll sing and rap. Yeah, we'll do anything.
Yeah.
Eric's actually, he gets dressed up as a key and everything. It's like a whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, so hire us, throw this video a like.
Yeah, and smash that subscribe button.
Yeah.
Y'all take care now.